short moments many times become automatic, and that is so simple. It's really very simple. It really instantaneously breaks apart the need to go to any special place in order to find freedom or happiness or the best that you can be. And so, you know, this is so amazing, really. Now, once in a while, someone comes along and they write to us or read a book or something like that, and they say, oh, well, you know, short moments couldn't possibly work. That's way too easy. You have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to do the other thing. But once any of these people see all of you, well, those ideas just go away. The evidence of the skillful means short moments is in the result. So you see, that makes it very easy, doesn't it? The result can't be argued with. Yeah. And it's just like for each of you, no matter what kind of ideas you might have had about awareness or being a good human being or whatever you might call it, a mensch or a whatever. All words and meanings have their source in the basic state. It's kind of difficult to get out of the trap of giving meaning to all the different words in the dictionary without something very concise and skillful that cuts through every word and every moment, cuts through every description in every moment. Otherwise, there's some kind of structure of conceptual frameworks that one usually gets caught up in. Some kind of person, place, or thing, or idea. By the power of short moments, everything is laid bare. The whole nature of existence is laid bare. And then there's no need to engage in all the mentation, emotionality, bodily activity. Nothing is needed. Not sitting for a long period or sitting for a short period or standing on your head or anything yet. All of that is included. But no matter what the activity is, it'll never lead anywhere. It won't lead anywhere. So to have the mistaken idea that an activity's going to lead somewhere is really bogus. It'll never happen. And this is the beauty of short moments. It's the activity that ends even its own activity. So even though you might start out taking short moments, eventually every question you've ever had is answered in those short moments, and the short moments aren't necessary after a while. Sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. It matters not. So you see, this is really the way to give yourself a break, a total break. To break through, leap through every idea you've ever had about yourself or anybody else or the world or whatever it might be. To keep it very simple is key. Awareness is the overall view, and in it all points of view are contained. There is no other nature of existence. That's all there is to it. So whether you think you are somebody or not, when you start out with short moments, it doesn't matter. If you think you have an ego or not, it really doesn't matter. There's nothing to get rid of. All these are just points of view within awareness. There aren't any individually existing entities that somehow can get it over on awareness. Do you see what I'm saying? All the points of view are due to awareness. There aren't any demon forces in there who somehow are in an eternal war with awareness. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you see, this can be very humbling because there's no place for you to go. No enclosure of intellectual ideas or anything else. There's only all of these appearances that are associated with the embodiment of your awareness. That's all. That embodiment, everything else within it is a point of view. The embodiment itself doesn't contain the points of view. It's awareness that contains the points of view. You don't have to figure any of that out or even understand it. By the power of short moments, everything you've tried to figure out in terms of understanding, it becomes totally clear. And you don't even know how it happened. So why not just give yourself the gentle touch of short moments and let all reveal itself from there? What does it matter if you spend a day or a month or 6 months or a year or 2 years or 3 years of short moments until they become automatic? Who really cares? Why not give it a shot, you know? You'll be doing something. So it's best to know what you can count on in this life. It really is. It's really best to know what you can count on in this life. You can look everywhere forever. And nowhere will you ever find the amazing results of in short moments. Nowhere. So you could look everywhere forever. And anywhere you did look in any truth whatsoever, it all comes down to short moments. It's just the way it is. It's like the great ocean into which thousands of rivers flow. Don't trouble yourself with thinking that you're right or wrong, not either one. Don't trouble yourself with thinking that your past is a cause for remorse or a cause for joy. The basic state doesn't care. The basic state is beyond the need to pull yourself up in an identity of being a remorseful, pathetic, or grandiose character, any of these, or to ping pong between the two, between being pathetic and being grandiose. Whether we consider ourselves to be pathetic, grandiose, or both, we all know that we're riveted with all kinds of ideas all these points of view, they appear incessantly. And we know this, whether we know it secretly or openly. We know that if anyone ever examined every thought, emotion, sensation, and interpretation of our experience that we had, if anyone ever sat down and looked at a book that contained every thought we had, then we'd all be a bona fide mental case. So you see, when there's no secret to keep or no controls to be clamped down on the points of view that are the spontaneous beneficence of awareness, the natural state, then there's nothing to do. Whether you have a restful mind, peaceful mind, and you've always had just peaceful butterfly-like thoughts going around in it, or whether your mind is like a sewer filled with crocodiles and rats. And they're all points of view that are equal in awareness. So you see, whatever these circumstantial points of view are that are appearing, they just are whatever they are. They're the magnificent display. So don't compare yourself to anyone else. Whatever your points of view are, they're the perfect, magnificent display, the amazing marvel of the basic state and nothing else. After a lifetime of trying to change your points of view or make yourself into an ideal sort of character, or at least a decent character, after a lifetime of trying to rid yourself of all the points of view that you think are inappropriate, bad, awful, socially uncalled for, whatever they might be, just relax. Short moments become automatic. You can call it a short moment of awareness, a short moment of peace, a short moment of serenity, or just a short moment. Who cares? Who wants to engage in word games when there's total ease that is naturally present in every word? That's the meaning of every word, just the ease that's already naturally present. What could be more beneficial than to find the basis of yourself and find it to be just the most magnificent and beneficial reality you could ever imagine? Yet, you never imagined such a thing, right? Perhaps in looking for what was really good about you, you imagined something other than yourself, something dramatically other than what you already are. Am I right? Well, guess what? You're all you've got. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, that's delightful, incredibly delightful. See, you could never convince me that you're a point of view. It's impossible. Just the way you are, that's fine with me. That's the way it is with the basic state. You see, just the way you are, you already are. Your essence is the basic state. That's the source condition, the native condition of everything about you. So what to do? I mean, you can't get out of it and you can't get into it. That's really sweet. All right, thank you.